741. The man credited with founding the first Catholic university in Ireland in modern times will be canonised a saint in Rome this weekend. John Henry Newman from England converted from Church of England to Catholicism and was the first rector to what is now UCD when it opened in 1854. The university's vice president, Professor Orla Feely, will now attend the ceremony, as will the Minister for Education here, Joe McHugh. Dr. Gerard Casey was appointed to the adjudicating panel in the tribunal of his second miracle as the medical expert. He spoke to our reporter Eamonn Rieda about the event which has led to Newman's canonisation.
There are two miracles necessary. The miracle that I was a part of on the tribunal as the medical expert occurred in 2013 to an individual in Chicago by the name of Melissa Villalobos. She was in her seventh pregnancy. She had had four living children, two prior miscarriages, and one of those miscarriages took place only 1 month before this pregnancy that had the incidents that were considered subsequently to be a miracle. The placenta had actually almost invaded the wall of the uterus. She started to spot in the first trimester of the pregnancy. That is not uncommon. No other problems existed. Then, however, she had a day where she bled more significantly. She went to the emergency room. The ultrasound revealed a subchorionic hematoma, which means a blood clot between the wall of the uterus and the placenta. There are no medical interventions that can be done to change that. On the morning of the event, she fell to the floor, and then she had a copious amount of bleeding. When she had that copious amount of bleeding, she also began to cramp. Those two signs together are the signs of potential imminent miscarriage. She then cried out and invoked, "Cardinal Newman, please stop my bleeding." Immediately and spontaneously, the bleeding ceased, never to recur again. I was appointed by the Archbishop, the Cardinal's office, to be the medical expert on the panel. I would oversee the medical aspects of the events that occurred. My major role would not be to be an absolute expert in the particular field, but rather to appoint to what in Vatican terms are called ab inspectione physicians. And those two individuals would be the experts, in this case, in maternal fetal medicine. Then they wrote independent reports as to whether or not they could find a medical reason why this occurred. None of the four physicians, neither myself nor the two ab inspectione physicians nor the treating physicians, could give any medical explanation why there should be a spontaneous and instantaneous cessation of bleeding, never to recur again.
And that was Dr. Gerard Casey speaking to our reporter Eamonn Rieda. Let's speak to Joe Little, our religious affairs correspondent. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Gavin. I have to confess an interest here. I'm a graduate of UCD, which was the university which the Rector Newman eventually gave life to. So I have an interest there.
Tell us more about John Henry Newman and why he's been canonised.
Well, John Henry Newman was born in 1801 in London, a priest. He became a priest in the Church of England, and rather sensationally, as you mentioned, at the age of 38, while a senior academic in Oxford University, converted to Catholicism. He was responsible, as you also mentioned, for establishing the first modern Catholic university in Ireland, which was to evolve half a century later into UCD, the largest third-level institution on this island. And at 5 o'clock this afternoon in Rome's Irish College, Archbishop Dermot Martin will deliver an address on Newman at an event which has been jointly organised by the college staff and the Ambassador to Ireland of Ireland to the Holy See, Mr. Hannon, Derek Hannon. It was Dr. Martin's predecessor in Drumcondra as Archbishop of London, Cardinal Paul Cullen, who in 1851 invited Newman to Ireland to found a Roman Catholic university. And over 300 years earlier, many highly developed institutions of learning run by Catholics, by monks and by clerics, had been destroyed during the Reformation when King Henry VIII had ordered the confiscation of all church property from clerics who had remained loyal to Rome. And this was part of the official suppression of Catholic Church, the Catholic Church on these islands. And as I say, Newman was born in London at the very same time as the Act of Union was being sealed by the Parliament, the UK Parliament, the Act of Union between Britain and Ireland. And within a generation, the Irish MP, Daniel O'Connell, had lifted most of the disabilities that had been placed on Catholics and Presbyterians at the time of the Reformation. He had repealed the penal laws through an Act of Parliament of his. But not long afterwards, the Great Famine decimated much of Ireland, and particularly the Catholic people here. 4 years after that disaster, Cardinal Cullen invited this most controversial and in some quarters most admired English intellectual to come to Dublin to found a Catholic university, to refound Catholic, a major Catholic educational institution on this island. And to do that, Newman began raising money, and he went to the Rotunda regularly to deliver lectures. And that lecture series was very well attended, and it succeeded in raising considerable sums. And it led to a tract called The Idea of a University. It's a very thick tome. It's sitting beside me here with a very nice oil painting of Newman on the cover. And that idea of the university is a book that bears reading even today, because it's an appeal for humanistic education to be fostered and protected, and not to be overridden by the utilitarian culture that was coming to the fore, in especially in Britain, in the 17th, 18th and 19th centuries. It was that utilitarian liberal culture that had led to the awful spectacle of people starving in Ireland because of a dogmatic belief in England in free trade, that corn should be exported from Ireland while people perished in the streets. And Newman was appealing for a more humanistic education that would, for instance, contradict the ideas of Bentham, who said populations should simply decrease to a natural level where they were sustainable. People should die of hunger if it wasn't practical for them to live in the marketplace. So Newman was very much a man of his time. He was arguing, for instance, to continue to teach poetry at school, to continue to teach philosophy, to teach Latin, to teach religion, instead of simply teaching people things that would be useful to them. So he was a giant of European culture.
Okay. Joe Little, our religious affairs correspondent, thank you for that. It's almost 10 to 8.